Hi, I'm Georgia. Welcome back to Fairweather Friends. Each week, we give you a peek into the local and national weather. This week, how many times have you been tricked into thinking that it's real spring? From Evanston, Illinois, this is Fairweather Friends. Well, it's the last weekend of April, and this month has certainly been true to its identity by providing seemingly endless April showers. I don't know about you, but to me, there's nothing like falling asleep to the sound of pattering raindrops, playing through my headphones so as to not flood our dorm through our open window. In fact, I think rainy weather reigns supreme. Sorry, I just had to, because it's perfect for romanticizing. Rumbling thunder sets the tone for a dark academia fantasy. You can live out your cliche movie dreams with a romantic moment under pouring skies. And are you even sad unless you're staring forlornly out of a window, tears streaming in sync with the droplets? Sorry, I got a little carried away there. But let's be honest, the real takeaway from all this rain is that Northwestern needs better drainage systems. Talk about we've got the Great Lakes at home. After this stormy Friday, you can expect the clouds to take a break from their own cry session. Saturday and Sunday have low chances of precipitation and some sun coming back with the 50-degree temperatures. By Monday, we'll be enjoying a breezy 75-degree day. But back to the rain. As many can probably relate, I used to love sticking my tongue out to taste rainwater. But now, research is suggesting that that isn't such a good idea. In a recent Vox article, a biochemist at Utah State University said we've ushered in something even more concerning than the acid rain of the 1970s. Microplastic rain, filled with what are called forever chemicals, because they can't be broken down naturally. For those of us lucky enough to drink thoroughly filtered water, the risks of cancer, hormone disruption, and immune system problems caused by these chemicals may not seem so pressing. But you should know that some microplastics still get into our drinking water. That's in addition to contaminating our ecosystem, reaching soil, crops, bodies of water, and animals. Next time you're shopping, try to reach for less single-use plastics. And remember that the water cycle isn't so romantic if we don't take care of it. That's all for this week's edition of Fairweather Friends. Thanks for tuning in. If it were still April Fool's, I'd tell you to go on and enjoy sunny spring days ahead without disruption. But it's not. In Evanston, Illinois, Georgia Kerrigan, WNUR News.